What's up, my people? Welcome to the first episode of the Boys Podcast.
Let's go.
Drum roll.
And I am your host, Paul. And I'm here with...
Yeah, Uze in the building.
Yeah, David, yeah.
And Jiggy, you get me?
Yeah, so, the Boys Podcast.
Let's go.
Come on.
The whole hype, the Boys Podcast is finally here.
We're bringing it to you, yeah, bro.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the best podcasts coming up for Unilag.
Straight from Akoka,
you get me?
Nation's pride.
Come on.
University of first choice.
Come on.
Stop playing.
Come on.
So, my guy, how was your day?
Oh, I'm on University of first choice. You know, they show me the choice. You know? Because, like, today was just get us to be, but... I'm
going to
be. What about you, man?
How about my day? It was fine, Sha. It was fine. What can we do? Push.
Jiggy, what's up?
I think it was calm. Stressful, but calm.
Yeah.
Nice job.
So on today's episode, we are bringing to your ears a very relatable and interesting topic, which is our experiences as students of Unilag, these trenches, you get. All of you can understand, very relatable.
Come on.
So, I'm going to be giving you experiences of our first days as students in school. So, yeah. Uzo, let's have you.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
There have been some really, really good highlights, like some mad highlights and some down moments here in the school, because I could remember back then when I just resumed. Oh God, I know that I had, you know what they call pa? I don't know if all of you are used to the word pa. I had bars, like pa. Pa is money. I had money.
Yeah, I had bars.
Like that time, I don't know if you should, most of you can relate, but I was buying food, like I was going to Mavis. I never knew that I was meant to cook. that rainy days would come. I was buying food. Like I could enter the canteen, enter Mavis. Most of you know Mavis. Enter Mavis.
Enter shop. Pick
rice of like 300. Pick. Beans of like 300. Pick. I would just say pick. Everything will amount to like 2-5, 3K. Top arm down with like one susa.
Well, I'm not saying get money like that.
I would top arm down with like probably one vitri milk and one bottle water. I imagine I was drinking bottle water, bro.
Oh,
I was drinking bottle water.
God.
But yeah,
bro.
Now life has shown me a lot. Yeah, this school has shown me, it has taught me what they call wise spending and unwasteful, or rather foolish spending. Difference between wise spending and foolish spending. So yeah, right now I'm a certified chef. For those of you that need me to come and like cook for you, yeah, I'm available. My price is not much. Yeah, I cook all different types of delicacies. Whether it's concussion rice.
She cook soup.
Whether it's... No, I've not learned that one yet.
soon come.
It's soon to come. Very soon, I'll soon start turning Eba in trenches. Don't worry. But yeah, school has actually been like very, very interesting. Yeah. It's been filled with so many fun moments, so many down moments. I've met people that I knew I wouldn't have ever met or seen in my life. And I have made a lot of mad friends that, yeah, I'm proud of. But I've done some foolish decisions that me, I know that I'm not proud of. Example, I've spent wasted money before. Yeah. And okay, yeah, that will be for another time, probably. That will be for another time. But most of you know the meaning of what is cash out. But yeah.
That will be for another time. Oh,
I mean, Nuzo had it rough though, like. The whole
yeah,
Mr. Spend. Wow, but like, would
I don't think Uzo had it the way I had it. He talked about like his first days. Mine is my first day, bro. Like, I can imagine this kind of thing. Like you coming to school with the mindset, oh, I've seen admission, I'm going to my department, I'm going to have class soft. But like mine was different. My boy Lawson, shout out to Lawson. He's my neighbor actually, so we came to school together, and I was so shy that I could not go to my faculty. I obviously knew where faculty of arts was.
You knew where the faculty
was. I knew where it was now.
No problem.
We did lap in the lag, but we'll not just be students. So, I knew where faculty of arts was, but like, I was so shy to go. So, like, I begged this nigga. I was like, bro, listen, I beg. I got to follow you, go where you did go. And he was having class in DLI because I think he's doing banking and finance. So, I had to go to his department, and both of us had class together. Now, mathematics, I solved that day. I hate mathematics in my life. But I solved mathematics that day, bro. And in my mind, I'm like, second, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to do this thing? And I told him about it, and he was like, he gave me small ginger. I was like, okay, no problem. So second day when I came to school, my mindset was, okay, I'm going to faculty of arts. Campus, cab, street, enter faculty of arts, and go and look for philosophy students. So I go to faculty, yeah. I think people that are in faculty of arts will see that big banner that is in front when you enter faculty of arts, where it shows which floor, which department is in. So like there's philosophy, I think there's European languages and all. So I saw philosophy there and I was like, okay, well, I don't find my class, simple, soft. So I went there and I went to the lecturers, instead of where classes hold. And I think I had the timetable at that point and I saw 102 there. So I looked for the office that had 102.
Bro.
And I saw the lecturer's name and I was like, mad. I was like, mad. Okay, soft. So I was standing in front of the office. I wanted to enter. So I knocked and I tried to open the door. Because I got to school as early as 7 a.m. Yeah. I tried to like open the door, but the door was locked obviously. I don't think the lecturer was around. So like I opened the door, it did not open. So I stood there for like hours. I was standing. Oh. Until I saw this particular brother man, he came. He came because lecturers, they were passing me and I was like, what's going on? I was so confused. Yeah. And this guy came, he's a student actually. And I was like, okay, bro, what's up?
Shout out
like,
to the brother man.
I think he's a identity. I think he's a religious studies, I think. So like
brother man in religious studies, shout out to you.
So like he gave me my coach rep's number. That's Bolaji. Then I texted Bolaji.
Shout out to Bolaji.
Then after that, I think it got to a world where I got tired of standing. So I went to Love Garden now. And I saw people doing their normal early in the morning, in the lab, I know they tried early in the morning. So I sat there and I was waiting. Before I got news that okay, yes, philosophy students they're having one kind of program in
orientation,
yeah, something like that in one auditorium like that. So I went there and somebody gave me a walkthrough of how things worked at that point. That okay, yes, the place I went to go and stand, the lecturer office be that, then the other side, now where will you get class? So, like. Yeah, that was basically for me. Like, it was fucking crazy for me. Like, bro, you get fucking crazy. Bro. Like,
that was some mad experience.
And I think that day, now drips. Like, okay, yes, yeah, so what boy
drip or drip?
Like,
or drip.
Best day of class.
Drip just wastes. Like,
you fresh, you go to drip.
Drip just wastes, bro. But, Omo, it is what it is.
That
then.
Was a wild experience, man, bro.
Very wild. Like, David, over to you now. How's like your first days in your lab? How did it go?
I don't know, like, do I really have like bad moments in uni lab like that? Well, okay. It was, yeah, when I, well, I say wanted or attended class that day, because it was, the experience that day was not something nice at all. Because then I was coming to school from home, yeah. So I had to wake up in the morning, like around 6 that year of my first class. Me, I go to school early, let me come to class early. Come on, that's why I entered bus, yeah. I entered bus, coming to school. I got to school around, wasn't around 7, yeah, 7 a.m. yeah, that day. Okay, yo, where is class? Because I knew nothing about my faculty or where class will hold or anybody in my class or my course rep or anybody. I only knew one friend that I knew from church, yeah, Laura. So I like all that. After I'm coming to school today, you show me around. I don't know anywhere. I'll wait for you somewhere. So we'll go to class together. Okay, yo. And Laura was living in school then, she was staying on campus. Like, when I got to school around 10, around 7, yeah, and I stayed in Love Garden because that was the only open place I could, like, okay, just enter and sit down. So I stayed in Love Garden, sitting down waiting for Laura. So, like, 7:30, and I called Laura.
Sorry to cut you short, yeah. For those that don't know Love Garden, Love Garden is directly beside Faculty of Arts. Mm. And is it behind Senate Building? Yeah. No, yeah, in close. Front of Senate Building, like, the pathway where they are, like, trees.
Yeah.
Between so, Senate Building and Faculty of Arts, mm. and one lecture theatre of Faculty of Arts.
So, all you long, young lovers in Unilaga, like, you want a quiet place. Yes. It's not
as please don't close. Cast, too. You don't it's cast. Not you don't cast.
But, like...
I know, say you don't cast. How you do?
Please don't
he's
cast.
He's a lover boy now.
Don't worry. No. Continue, David.
Yeah, so as I was saying, yeah. So, I waited for Laura. Laura showed up. Like around 7:30 here. So I told her after, okay, when is the class going to start? Where is the venue of the class? Because, like I said, I knew nothing about where my class would go or anything. So we got to the class, everyone was sitting down. I saw some guys that I don't know before. So I sat down beside Laura. Lecturer entered the class. Like, after, okay, what are you guys doing in the class? Are you guys not aware that we're having a meeting presently with other schools under ASU? Like, we are going to, like, deliberate if strike is good or not. I'm not like, strike, okay, when I just want to start class. See, I want this serious with my education. Strike won't hold, okay. And I said, okay, there's no class today that we should go back to our hostel and we should go and spend the time they release memo that will be strike. After this strike, 17,
we stay drip again.
We stay drip. Shout out to all the rich kids we have on campus here that use Uber from their various houses down to school and back.
Guy,
like, I hear you, like, honestly, I'm
well, me, I enter short too. I don't enter Uber, I enter short because that time said, so someone that even showed me, okay, this is where you enter Boston, like, you enter this one, enter so I enter short too.
If they try to tell me, say, if you're more get inside, you know, so I'll be routine.
I know the girls now, I don't the girls. I'll be soft with you now.
This guy.
So that's where everything be.
This guy. So, like, it seems this Love Garden of a place is becoming very, very
Lover's Garden.
Like, bro. Well, more shall they watch? One thing will lead to another. So, Jiggy, let's have your experience.
Man, like Jiggy. Let's go.
You guys have just been mentioning experience based on school. You guys are living house hostel. Now they live house trenches where the main PD is. So, I don't forget. Bro, first day I came to hostel. I still had Jaja, just in case.
King of boys.
King Jaja Hall.
I left my house around, like, around 3. I book ride, come to school, say, yes, school boy, let's go.
You reach you. Guy ride, come to school.
My house found now, you know if you blame me now.
No caster.
I just book ride, though. Let's go now. We enter school. I'm not a bona fide, though. I like this. I'll be squatter.
I'll be all of them. I'll be all of the above. Yeah. Sorry to cut you short. Just to clear the air, for those who don't know the meaning of bona fide, squatter, and floater. Bona fide is someone who is legally, when I say legally, owns a bed space. A squatter is someone who pays, or he may not pay, though. To attach body,
if you be my guy,
to attach body to a bona fide,
like what you doing do now, and a squatter.
Yes, then a floater is someone who is attaching body to a squatter. That's just it. Continue.
So I got to the hostel now. My bona fide came downstairs to pick me up. Normal P. We enter Jaja like this. I see, say, my guy, they carry me travel. We just they climb stairs.
Mountain
top. I the one that say where they go. My room they third floor. I just they look. See, I don't they calculate. Say so every day, I'll leave hostel, go to faculty. I they climb three story building every fucking day. Okay. Boy, they goes. Enter hostel, way of living, style of living. That one another story. We choke. bro, 6-man room, don't turn 18-man room. Oh my Jaja experience, no be here, oh my G.
18-man room, guy.
No be here, oh my G.
Like, personally, though, like, I feel Jaja is really overhyped. No, no offense, actually.
No, no, everybody
knows. Guys are actually saying Jaja, like, and it's very overhyped. Like, let no one talk about the whole, let's finish. Let's not talk about that whole thing. Jaja. Oh my god,
Jaja just has Nim, dude. But you see the rest. The only benefit I'm getting from Jaja is the fact that it's the closest to my faculty. You see the other facilities, Omo. If I say make a reason toilet pee, ha, Omo. We not go finish here today.
Like, I can legit see anytime I go to Jaja to see my guys and I'm passing that toilet, I hold my breath. Until I pass that toilet.
Then it's trenches now.
T for trenches. Jaja.
And now Jaja boys will come the carry on for it. I get one of my guy, Emperor. Like, he's always kind. Jaja is the best. Jaja. He's the best.
What's in the Jaja? What's in the D?
I beg, David, no talk.
Nah, the best.
Bragging rights
right
now.
See, I feel you don't even, you are not meant to have bragging rights if you are staying in hostel. There's nothing to
brag about. Yeah, yeah,
it's depending on if your hostel is clean, bro.
There's nothing to brag about you love hostel.
But chill, there's nothing to brag about it, yes, but you can't compare Enijoku to
Bilbao.
You can't compare Enijoku to Mariri. Mariri itself is
Mariri is female still.
We're not homophobic.
But please,
let's not talk about that one. Yet.
Except if you are Spain, you shouldn't be hostile. As
you
can,
you should not be proud.
You should not be proud to brag about.
I did proud. Fashi say far.
There is no bragging rights with any hostel except if you are shouldn't be hostel.
Let's not start this.
But continue what you were saying, Jiggy.
You have started.
So when Jiggy starts.
You don't cook hostels. Actually, I won't lie. I feel like people in high authority should work on the hostels. Like, come on.
Yeah, true.
Even though it's just the toilet, at least if you go for like holidays, like try and do something. Jaja, any joke, like I don't know if they actually like give out money
call all the hostels.
Like,
bro, every semester, no improvements. Everything remains the same.
Like,
nothing changes.
One of them is like start. Like going to deep into other problems apart from the toilet and the rest. Like,
yeah, those two are just
like there are a lot of
the number
issues,
of
bro.
Of occupants in the room and the toilet. Those are the two topping factors, bro. It demores me.
I'm just wondering
why people be 18 for 6-man room.
Like 18 6-man room. Bro.
You, if you are talking, okay,
how many beats?
An 8-man room are having 42 occupants.
What's
that?
Like,
what's that?
My guy,
42 people in that room. Like you, it can get to a point where you finish a full semester, you don't know your roommates.
Come on,
show
you
how bad it is.
Come on,
point at the roommate one by one. You know fit.
Bro, all the hostels in this school trenches aside student the male hostels though, male hostels.
What should they say?
But no jokes apart. Should
they scam? Should
they go there? It's actually
I won't cook now.
Don't cook again.
Forget the cooking.
Forget cooking.
My God.
Cooking aside.
Clear facts, but like at least we're in the hostel, make it affordable for students. That's just it. Not as if I'm broke. Moving on, let's go to the main reason why we all are in school. Yeah. Obviously, we came here to learn. Now, why our friends send us from school? Obviously,
normally standard.
So, let's get to know about our courses. And if we are really like keeping up with it too.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, Jiggy. What course are you in? And is that the course you actually wanted to like just tell the whole story behind that course and how it's treating you?
Currently I'm Department of Philosophy. But you know, securing admission in University of First Choice. Again, ups and downs now. I had a good jump score.
Yeah.
Good Pushitemi score, you but
sure?
Confidence now. You know, the competition. Competition is always high, so
it's always high.
You just resume and say, or more. Because normally I had picked law Let me see. Ah, Jiggy, slap, how this thing go be?
Slap people.
Yeah, Jiggy lawyer.
This thing go be?
Slap Jiggy go
flush. Oh, man. You need like, no send your papa. You go send my papa to from law. I made myself a philosophy. My philosophy is, we are coping, we are going fine, but yeah. Soft.
That cause crazy, bro.
Crazy man, no lie. Crazy, bro.
Like, me personally, yeah, I'm like, since SS1, I made up my mind that, okay, yes, my lawyer, I want to, yes, obviously.
Everybody, shall. I want to be a lawyer.
Because, obviously, like, if you are in the art department in secondary school, yes, I think there are not much job opportunities for you apart from that law or something mass com.
Yes.
But like, science. Yeah, ah, yes. But like, law is like the main you get now. So obviously, we as students, we want law, and Omo, now law I first put to. Well, as you lack may have it, this is not as me, God may have it. As me, you lack may have it. He slapped me into philosophy, and man, no go lie, sometimes like I can just ghost in class. I'm like, what are they teaching? It's not like I am idolat or something, but like, the course, just imagine somebody sitting down and starts bringing up theories in his head and expecting us to learn the theories that the person is talking about. Like, come on, bro, why would you just sit down and take thinking as your job? And also Socrates and Plato, them. Like, it's not affecting we that are not learning that's about true. It. Like, they will say it, we are the modern philosophers. Them, Socrates, them, Thales, the rest, they've done their own shit. And now it's like we are the ones suffering. It's like, so like, philosophy.
Propound philosophy
on its own, like, because it's crazy. If people like Google it, philosophy is like in top 15 hard courses you can ever study in university.
I saw a post recently, like, on Twitter, like, it's a school account. They made a post about added courses in school. Bro, philosophy was number 15, guy.
You get
1 to 14 were science courses. Next, science philosophy guy. Like, imagine.
Law is obviously there, but philosophy, yeah, like,
too complex. Too complex. I'm studying philosophy, yo.
Only three for you, philosophy. Wow.
Philosophers.
The modern philosophers. We have them here. But don't worry, we'll not be propounding theories. We'll not be stating theories for you guys. Just flex vibe, yeah. Go with the flow. So philosophy is like, it's the course on its own self does not have a definition to know how worse and how can be. So we're just going with the flow. I won't lie to you, I'm just going with the flow. If test day, yeah, read for test. If exam, read for exam, pass. That's
it's,
the main
goal. It's more of like la cram la poor, yet cram, give it back to what you
but see, like, I won't use this course like if I don't graduate, yeah. I don't see any chances at all. I'm
just after the certificate, man.
After certificates, jackpot, straight up.
It's up.
Like, there are other things, like, I feel personally, I don't know about you guys, but like, I feel probably like I will sit into like the entertainment industry just fine. Because, yes.
Okay.
Yes, hot boy. I'm not bragging. As Anili will talk, or as Anili will say, rather. This is that thing I need to talk, not to brag, but I use it, 18 Pro Max.
At, yes. Obviously, do you know how much that phone costs?
Yeah. But not to brag, like, I don't feel the course philosophy is a thing I'm going to like deep into that much. I have other talents and I want to like flex more on that talent.
Yeah, everyone of us has talents.
Make money for me, obviously.
But
let's go to the old man in the house.
Yeah. So that's me, yeah. Shout out to all of you. Aspired lawyers but ended up being philosophers. But yeah.
Stop. Why they cook us now?
As for me, straight from the books. I won't lie, I'm smart, yeah. So right from, let me even gist you on how my journey started. Right from time, I've always wanted to study medicine. I wanted to be like a doctor. Like, I loved how doctors do their thing, how they cut people and all.
Big dreams.
But when I was approaching to write my JAMB, I realized that I was never going to write maths in JAMB. I was going to write biology. Yes. And I am a freak in maths. Paul can testify. I love maths.
Man.
But when it comes
to... But chief, like, when we're in secondary school, yeah?
When it comes
this motherfucker got I think, is it 58 or 59 over 60 in exam? Like, no, who does that, bro? Like, who does that? Like, how? We as students, like, FIMBA students can, like, relate. We were struggling with math.
Yeah, shout out to St. FIMBA's College. Yeah.
But this guy just came and is getting 59 or 58 over 60 in math. Like, bro, calm down now.
Big flex. Shout out to you.
So, yeah, I just realized that I was never going to do maths in JAMB, which was like my best subject. And I was like, bro, me that I'm not that good in biology compared to maths. So I told my parents that this medicine way is not the way. Like, my mom was really pained. Like, she actually even wanted me like to at least do something medical related. She was like, okay, if I don't do medicine, I could do pharmacy or something. And I was like, Momsi, no, it cannot work out. So when I was deliberating for courses to pick, I thought of like petrochemical engineering.
Wow.
So intentionally, or not intentionally per se, at first I was meant to go to University of Nigeria, Nsukka. But apparently they don't offer my course there. So my mom was like, if it's not UNN, it's UNILAG. And I wanted to go to Uni ABJ. I wanted to go to Abuja, live Abuja life. I still keep saying it. When I want to do my ITs, Abuja straight up. If I finish school, Abuja straight up.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So my mom was like, if it's not UNN, it's UNILAG. So I found myself in UNILAG studying chemical engineering. I got my course here. I went for it and I got it. So now, down to the course that we're doing, chemical engineering. Wow, I am perplexed. let me just make a statement clear to all of you listening. Do not say that because I know maths, I want to go to engineering. Don't ever try that mistake. Or you say because I know further maths, I want to go to engineering. Don't make that mistake in your life, because you end being dumbfounded. I don't even know the word to use.
Because
imagine coming into class. First of all, you come to a class of like over 600 students.
Bro.
Nowhere to sit. Nowhere, nothing. Like, they call themselves Faculty of Engineering. No, that's even like the faculty of first choice. That's what they even call it. The faculty of first choice in the university of first choice.
Rubbish faculty shit. Like,
yet their buildings have not been renovated. Like, I don't even know. Not that I'm trolling. Yeah, I'm proud of my faculty. Well, the faculty of first choice, yeah. Like, most aspired faculty by any young Nigerian jambite. But if you look at they need to like work on it, work on the structures, because let's not even talk about the structures down to the course itself. Damn, the lecturers, the course on its own. If you hear of GEG, the word alone, GEG, engineering maths. Wow, that course alone, like, and you do it till you graduate. There's no escaping. No matter the engineering you are studying, there's no escaping. You are doing it too. If you carry it over, you keep doing it. And it gets harder every step of the way. So yeah, I'm doing this course here to make my parents proud. Because right from time, like I told you, I had the passion for medicine, but I'm doing it to make them proud. I don't want to be a disappointment to my parents. Shout out to my mom and dad. I love you so much. But I feel that, yeah, I have so many talents too. And my plan in the end is to get a good certificate, come out with a good result, a very good result that could get me a very good job. And yeah, and also aspire to use my talents to make money for myself and make a living for myself. And also to blow. That's the plan. To blow. Me, I want to blow. So yeah, shout out to all the people in engineering, faculty of engineering. Deans, everyone in general.
Have you heard of Faculty of Philosophy before?
Philosophy is not a faculty.
Calm down. Yeah, you've not heard of Faculty of Philosophy.
Calm down.
We own that faculty. It's not like we're capping or anything.
Every angle of it.
Enter Faculty of what? Just try it.
I'm not.
That's like argue. it's not bragging. I'm saying the it's not bragging.
We'll roast you. Don't argue.
I'm not arguing.
But like forget the facts. Forget
faculty of first choice is still
chill now. Forget the fact that philosophy is very hard. Yes, but when it comes to other things. That topic. That topic for another day.
Next time.
Faculty of philosophy. Not faculty
don't
of
argue. Don't argue.
Faculty of philosophy. So yeah, moving on from the whole faculty of philosophy, great far side or greatest now side. I didn't think to come. So like, let's move on to.
Don't worry.
Let's move on to our challenges as students. Obviously, we are students, and there's no way we can't say we don't face one or two problems in a day.
Major challenges.
So like, I would like to like hear your major challenges as students in
briefly
the great
University of First Choice.
Yes,
the nation's pride.
So
nation's pride.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah, University of First Choice and nation's pride. Like, you know, whenever they always call that name, like there was this time I attended this inaugural lecture. They now say they never mentioned UNILAG. Everything they were saying was University of First Choice and Nation's Pride. University of First Choice and Nation's Pride. But Omo, your boy is going through a lot of things in this school, a lot of challenges. But like, yeah, I think the basic thing that is just I'm probably facing is trying to like combine my academic life, my social life, my financial life, and my religious life all in one, because
it's not actually really easy
in this modern world.
Yeah, at all. Nice.
Trying to be close to God, be close to your books, and not be also a bookworm, and also be close to God, not being be close to your books, and not being a bookworm, and also having money, like everything together. One is really really tasking. Yeah, for those that don't know, yeah, I have a brand, Fittings. I do sell all types of headwear. I have to advertise myself, you know.
True.
So but like, yeah, trying to combine that alongside the course I'm studying, chemical engineering, faculty of first choice, now still trying to combine that again with oh lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to do this. But like, steady praying to God, like going for mass, I'm a Catholic, going to church, going to fellowships, going to Bible studies, going to, and also attending tutorials, like different things, you know, like it's really really tasking for me. Like it's really 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 tasking. And let's not even enter the aspect of women. I've left women for the world, but like looking at all this, wrapping up all this in one is really, really a major challenge. I'm very sure that there are majority of you who may be going through this. But just know that, yeah, you are not alone in this. We are together.
So basically, yeah, what you're trying to say is balancing your whole school life,
balancing everything,
social life, church life,
everything
is really
everything,
hard.
Like, everything.
Yeah, like. And you said relationship life, you left it for
relationship life.
No. That one said, normal.
In the try, like, cut to corner, but we'll go back to that.
Yeah, we'll go back to that. That relationship, it sounded like you have been through a lot in that aspect. Personally, yeah, balancing the whole school P. Like you said earlier, my course, I won't lie, man, like this week now, we've had tests back to back. And going to the library to read can be very tiring. Like, reading is very boring. Yes, I'm an student. I'm meant to like reading.
It's boring.
But, like, it is very boring. Like, seeing words that Yusef cannot pronounce. One more. The first time I saw aesthetics, one more. Let's not talk about that. But, like, trying to comprehend everything, writing your tests, seeing your lecturers' faces every day, seeing the same set of people, it can be very tiring. Like,
it's just all in one.
Me personally, it's not like I don't go for class. And like, if you check my attendance, probably can be 100, but like, but going to that faculty every day to say, okay, yes, I want to learn about a theory that someone has brought up. Yes, I'm not denying the fact that philosophy does not open your mind. It does. You say if you go, you want that, say,
mind,
okay, rest.
Easy.
But like, that course, it's sharpen your brain, yes. But like, it can be just very tiring at times. And I can't lie, you, I'm not this homeboy or this person that likes going home, but at this point, I want to go home, bro. I want to go home. I just want to go home. Like, do you get? I'm tired of the whole school. Let me just go and rest for that 2 months and come back and see people's faces again. But anyhow, Shan,
you don't miss me like this. All this whole shit of like challenges in school, it's a broad stuff though. Everyone has their own challenges. Yeah, Paul has talked about his, Uzi has talked about his. Mine is like similar to Paul. Can you imagine like having a test and yeah, in philosophy, you have to write like in test two, 4 pages of a particular theory or a question.
Full cap, guy.
So 4 pages.
Incoming year ones, like get ready.
Go right style.
Bro. Okay, in a semester, you have to, in a particular course, you have to write this like twice. Who does that? Like, how?
Don't talk how like 20 times.
Oh, yeah, they pay me. But what can we do? Just have to just
express it, run it, words of mouth.
Guy. But it's fun, yeah. Writing text and reading, going to the library. Sometimes go to the library, space. You don't see space to sit down. I have to look for space to sit down. Move about.
Struggle, man. Struggle.
Doing overnight because of exam. The overnight. Investing life is not.
Everything
does not stop here, Shah. It does not stop here. You see more things, more experiences.
More experiences to come, even in the uni, self. Normal now. Even me, self, or more. I can't do without talking about my course as well.
Gigi.
We are all in philosophy together. All of us will see the shege together. Ah. We are in it together.
That course.
One faster, as they will say. Mm-hmm. One faster. We got a day.
Bro.
Challenge is boku now. See now from Sakwa moment to sporty moment.
Bro.
That statement
alone.
That topic long. Long, you go get one kind of money, just one small change.
Let's stop it up.
You know, you get the word, chop on. Don't just top on more. But then, your top up, they don't cut you short again. Waiting be this, but you have to keep on pushing now. As per Jiggy, where will be?
Yeah, Jiggy all day, slime all day.
No man. The Jiggy is all.
Yeah, so like. Jiggy boy and his things. So like we've all given you our experiences, right?
What
from
a journey,
starting points, yeah. How it all started, our challenges and everything. Yeah. And I'm sure you guys can relate 100%. Like you guys have your own stories, and we obviously like to hear them. So you guys can drop a comment.
Yeah, comments.
You guys
Let's
can
go.
Like and. Don't forget to follow us on our IG page.
All social media handles.
Boys NG. Boys NG.
So,
now follow us personally too.
Yeah, our handles are on
our handles
bio.
Are on the page. So when you go to the page, you see our handles right there.
Let's go.
My guys are looking for followers.
Y'all don't know me.
As the highest follower, person with the followers, yeah.
That's too petty
now. No, it's not petty. This is me bragging about my followers.
Have you gone to Twitter?
You guys should calm down. I'm still the highest.
You're being petty right here.
I've heard you. So yeah, you guys should follow us, like our comments.
Next episode.
Yeah, the next episode
is gonna be a bomb.
Yeah, and we'll be coming to your ears every Saturday with hot gist and gossip
and more vibes.
Yeah,
so, mobile from Uzi, Jiggy, David, Emperor, Polo, Team, everyone.
Yeah,
everyone of us.
If you miss, bro, I'm very sorry for you.
Because we don't miss.
If you miss, you've missed a lot because we don't miss.
This guy's overhyped, man.
So, till we come to your ears again. Stay blessed and thanks from the boys. We love you all.
Thanks for
the peace.